Nolte, somehow, PolitiFact's lie of the year is not Biden's sharp as attack. By John Nolte on December 18, 2024. PolitiFact, a disgraced, fake, far-left, unofficial propaganda arm of the Democrat Party, released its lie of the year this week, and to the surprise of no one. It's just another lame, desperate, and dishonest attack on Donald Trump. If you were to ask any normal person what the biggest lie of 2024 was, there's no question they would point to the widespread lie told by the corporate media, the White House, and Democrat Party that Joe Biden is sharp as attack and ready to serve 4 more years, or Biden's repeated claim he would not pardon his criminal son, Hunter Biden. But this is PolitiFact we are talking about, an outlet so dishonest it still has not retracted its 2017 lie of the year, which falsely accused Trump of lying when he said the Russia collusion hoax was a hoax. PolitiFact still hasn't retracted its 2020 lie of the year, which falsely claimed that those of us lied who said COVID was not as deadly as the experts claimed. Out of 16 lies of the year, PolitiFact has only dinged Democrats twice and the corporate media never. If you want a real laugh, 2015's lie of the year was various statements made by Donald Trump. Nothing about inflation being transitory. Nothing about any of this. Trump called for Liz Cheney to be executed hoax. Violent crime down under Biden/Harris hoax. Arlington Cemetery hoax. Kamala was never America's borders are hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of Native children in Canada hoax. Trump killed Japanese koi fish hoax. Trump told people to drink bleach hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The 900,000 kids hospitalized with coronavirus hoax. Dozens of environmental hoaxes. The Alpha Bank hoax. Libs of TikTok murdered non-binary teen hoax. Aaron Rodgers Sandy Hook truther hoax. Bloodbath hoax. Iowa poll hoax. This year's lie of the year is a comical choice supported by a patently desperate sleight of hand. And so, with a brazen disregard for facts, Donald Trump and his running mate repeatedly peddled a created story that in Springfield, Ohio, Haitian immigrants were eating pet dogs and cats. Rebuttals did not diminish the consequences. Dozens of bomb threats at schools, grocery stores, and government buildings. Pleas from locals to leave them alone. A continued lack of constructive debate on immigration and border control issues. Emphasis added. And yet, for some reason, gee, I can't imagine why, PolitiFact buries the fact that those bomb threats, every one of them, was a hoax phoned in from overseas. At least 33 separate bomb threats, each one of which has been responded to, and each one of whom has been found as a hoax, Governor Mike DeWine, RO, said. So, 33 threats, 33 hoaxes. I want to make that very, very clear. None of these had any validity at all. Why would PolitiFact bury such a vital piece of information under more than 50 paragraphs? I'll tell you why. Because the fact those bomb threats were overseas hoaxes obviously designed to hurt Trump's re-election chances, i.e., actual election interference, diminishes the phony narrative that Trump's lie of the year resulted in an explosion of racial hatred against those poor Haitians. I don't know if Haitians were eating cats and dogs. I'll tell you what I do know. If the regime media knew for a fact that Haitians were eating cats and dogs, they would still tell us it wasn't happening. Free for the holidays, an autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, between now and December 20th. After you've made the purchase, email your request to jmnalt@hotmail.com with an address and any personalization requests. For example, something like, "To Rachel Levine, the sexiest man alive." Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.